The entire story of Yosef going down to Mitzrayim and the brothers following him there and Yaakov settling there and subsequently the Jewish people living there for hundreds of years can all be traced back to a single action. One little, seemingly insignificant action that caused it all. Yaakov's decision to give Yosef a special coat, the Ksoinis Passim, a uniquely majestic suit that Yosef wore. This caused the brothers to be jealous of Yosef, which led to the brothers sending Yosef to Mitzrayim, which led to his becoming a second in command, which led the other brothers to need him, etc. There's an overwhelmingly obvious question, which is, what was Yaakov thinking? Doesn't every parenting booklet, pamphlet, and course and seminar preach to refrain from demonstrating favoritism amongst one's own children? Why would Yaakov give Yosef a special coat knowing the other brothers would find out about it? Perhaps the answer is the following idea. Perhaps Yaakov knew that one day Yosef would stare in the face of sin and need an extra dose of confidence to overcome it. Perhaps Yaakov felt that it was so necessary for Yosef to develop what Musar Sfarim call Gaiva to Kedusha, confidence in holiness, that it was worth giving him this royal coat despite the potential rivalry it would cause. Perhaps Yaakov saw in his Ruach HaKodesh that there would one day be a day when Yosef would need every ounce of confidence he could muster to overcome the challenges and temptations his life would throw at him. Perhaps this coat would give him that. And how right Yaakov was. For what is the approach Yosef takes when he's approached by the wife of Potiphar to commit a sin with her? He says to her, "Do you know who I am? Do you know what I represent? I'm not a moral-free janitor. I'm not a scoundrel from the street. I'm the second in command of this house. This sin you speak of is beneath me." Yosef didn't say, "I can't sin because I'll get fired, or to look bad on my resume." He didn't say, "I can't sin because sin is bad." He said, "I can't sin because this sin is beneath me." Sometimes when we face sin or temptation or the naysayers or the peanut gallery, we need to tell ourselves that we are majestic. We are royal. It is beneath us. We are eagles in a world of chickens. At the Aguda convention that was dedicated to installing Rav Moshe Feinstein as the Nasi of the head of Agudas Yisrael, Rabbi Yosher Ber Soloveitchik, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Ochanan, was asked to introduce Rav Moshe, and he said the following. He said, "It says in Erevin Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis that it is proper to say some of one's praises in front of him, but not all of them. For doing so will lead to gaiva, to haughtiness." So Rabbi Yosher Ber asked the following question. If we don't want to say all of one's praises in front of them, lest it lead to haughtiness, to gaiva, so then why is it even proper to say some of their praises in front of them? Aren't we concerned he'll get a little gaiva? Isn't a little gaiva also bad? So he answered that sometimes when a person is so many levels higher than the rest of his surroundings, when someone is in a completely different stratosphere of greatness, the simpletons on earth do not understand him. They begin to get confused. Their confusion leads to resentment, and they begin to question the decision-making of the leader. And this, in turn, runs the risk of forcing the leader himself to question his own ability to make proper decisions. And therefore, we say some of his praises in front of him, reminding him that he is great, reminding him that the peanut gallery is beneath him, reminding him that the world of the naysayers and the confusion mongerers is below him. Sometimes even the greatest of the great need reminders that we are all too great to sin. We are all too holy to be impure. We are all simply too big to be small. Thank you.